Wednesday, February 22nd, 1882, San Francisco, California. "There's my big girl," Annie Dawson said, holding Abigail gently by the arm so the child could sit upright in her lap, facing her. "Look at you, bright little eyes, holding your head up so nicely." At 9 months, Abigail was a small but sturdy child, her reddish blonde hair sticking up in riotous curls around her round face, her dark brown eyes alert, with a touch of mischief in them that reminded Annie of her husband Nate. She wished he'd come with her. That was one of the reasons she made this late appointment, hoping that her husband would make it home early and she could persuade him to join her. But, of course, he was working again, late. At least the weather had cooperated, chilly but not windy, and the gentle incline and the broad sidewalks on Taylor and Geary made the 3 blocks to Dr. Brown's office and residence an easy walk, even carrying a child. Annie jiggled her right knee, watching as her daughter grinned, showing 2 pearly bottom teeth. She turned to the dark-haired, blue-eyed young woman sitting on a chair next to her and said, "I think Dr. Brown is going to be pleased at how much she's grown since her last checkup, don't you, Kathleen?"
"Yes, ma'am. She's at least an inch longer and getting so strong. She'll be crawling before we know it."
Annie smiled inwardly at the note of pride in Kathleen's voice. They had been met at the door by a rather breathless servant who'd shown them to the former parlor that now acted as a waiting room. Annie knew that this old home, built like her own in the 50s, was the doctor's residence as well. Dr. Brown once confided to Annie that her husband, a banker, had tried to get her to move up Geary to the more fashionable Western Addition, but she wanted a place that was centrally located for her patients. She and her husband had 3 children, which, given that they would be home from school and dinner time was approaching, might explain the harried demeanor of the servant. Suddenly, Annie heard the sound of raised voices coming from the examining room next door. "Goodness gracious! Someone doesn't sound pleased," she said to Kathleen. "I'm having trouble picturing anyone getting into an argument with Dr. Brown. She's always so calm. Nothing ever seems to upset her." The doctor's manner had been so reassuring throughout Annie's pregnancy, particularly during Abigail's difficult delivery, when her daughter seemed reluctant to leave the safety of her mother's womb. Kathleen whispered,
"Ma'am, do you think maybe the doctor had to give someone bad news and they didn't take it so well?"
"Oh, dear, I hope that isn't the case." The door to the waiting room flew open, startling her daughter. Annie gathered Abigail to her, giving her a comforting pat on her back as she glanced at the tall woman who stood looking back into the examination room. She was well into her middle years and wore a deep purple walking suit in the newest crevasse style that, in Annie's opinion, would have looked better on a younger and slimmer woman. The woman, her voice sharp with irritation, said,
"Charlotte, I certainly hope you will have a more satisfactory explanation at the meeting next month. Otherwise, I can't promise how I and the other board members will respond."
When the stranger noticed that she had an audience, she pursed her lips, nodded brusquely to Annie, and pushed rudely past the maid who had reappeared at the door to the waiting room to usher the woman out. In a moment, they heard the front door slam.
"Saints preserve us," Kathleen whispered. "I wonder what that was all about."
Just then, Dr. Brown appeared. A short, round-faced woman in her mid-30s, she smiled pleasantly as if nothing untoward had occurred. She said,
"Mrs. Dawson, Miss Kathleen, I apologize for keeping you waiting. Do bring Abigail into the office so I can look her over, although I can see with my own eyes she seems in fine fettle."
Annie shifted Abigail to her shoulder as she rose, and Kathleen gathered together the paraphernalia that she deemed necessary whenever they took Abigail outside the house. Passing Dr. Brown, Annie couldn't help but notice the flush on the good doctor's cheeks and her rapid breathing. Hard to believe that a woman like Dr. Brown, who could dissect a cadaver, deliver a baby, and ease a dying patient into the next world, would feel threatened by a society matron with questionable fashion sense.